Being Redeemed. This is Dr. Herbert O. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capa, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Being Redeemed. What does it mean to be redeemed? All of us think about being redeemed. We all think that if we could just be excused for some of the silly things that we've done in the past, if we could be excused for some of the stupid things that we've done, some of the unkind words that we've spoken, some of the unkind actions that we've taken, if we could just be excused for being born in the first place, many of us would like to have that choice, because we think that we are just not nice people. We don't deserve to live. We don't deserve to be. And you say, boy, that really take a pretty sick person to be in like that. Well, not really. Not really. Every one of us belittle ourselves from time to time, big or little. We belittle ourselves and we say, I can't do that. I don't know how to do that. And then we want to redeem ourselves by learning how to do it and doing it. And so then we think that we're forgiven and redeemed and so forth. And that's not the case. That's an impossibility. There is no redemption and there is no forgiveness in this entire universe. Nobody can be forgiven or can forgive. Not even God can forgive, as we think of an outside God. Because you cannot be forgiven for what you've done. Somebody kicks you in the shins, and they say, oh, I'm sorry. And you say, oh, that's right, you're forgiven. Now, they meant to kick you, and they succeeded. And then they wanted you to forgive them, and they succeeded. But the thing is, you didn't forgive them. You, every time you look at them, that person kicked me. Every time you look at them, you say, that person is undependable. That person does this, that person does that. And you see, there's no forgiveness. There's no forgetfulness. There's no remembrance of something and then saying that it didn't happen. You can't do that. It just does not work that way. So, how does it work? How does the principle work? How does it work that there's no forgiveness and there's no redemption? How does that work? Well, it works by our existence. We exist moment to moment, and we're being ourselves moment to moment, and we're being good moment to moment, or we're being good or not good moment to moment, whichever the case may be. And then when we've done something, can we ever forgive ourselves for doing something stupid? Can you ever forgive yourself for thinking that you're, I know, this has happened. The man heard a noise downstairs in his house, and he took out his gun, and he saw the person walking toward him, and he shot the person, and it was his wife. Now, you know, we don't need guns in our house. We don't need to shoot our wife, but the court did not disallow him. Did not forgive him. Because you just don't shoot something that's walking around in your house. It could have been one of your kids. It could have been the cat or the dog. It could have been a policeman investigating an open door or something, you know. It could have been any, and it could have been the wife seeing you and shooting you, you know. So where can that forgiveness ever begin? It doesn't. Now, so our aim, choice, desire in life is to live our life so beautifully, so harmoniously, so wonderfully that there's nothing to forgive. The woman at the well had been sleeping with every man in town, and the women of the town got a little upset about it, a little, and so they told their husbands, go stone that woman or else we'll do something, you know. And so the men went out to stone the woman. And the woman was giving Jesus some water at the well, and the men came to Jesus and said, we're going to stone this woman. And Jesus said, let whoever there is among you who is without sin, let him cast the first stone. Well, they all looked at themselves and dropped their stones and went away. because they had all done something stupid. They had all done something that did not make them entirely blameless or loveful. And so then, what happened? Then the master teacher said, well, go and sin no more, for neither do I have anything against you. And was Jesus sinless? Was Jesus blameless? Was Jesus in a position he could do that? He didn't forgive her. He just said, go and sin no more, and all who have aught against you will not have aught against you any longer, because you'll be acting like a different person. You'll be living in the now, in the new now. And did she do that? Yes! Of course she did.
Yes.
The Bible didn't say she did it, but she did it. Because he spoke to her. He gave her that. Yes! When someone says to you, was Jesus pure love? Yes! Did Jesus ever say anything that was negative to anybody?
No!
Did Jesus ever put down God? No! Did Jesus ever say that somebody was superior to somebody else?
No!
And on and on. If it is not consistent with what Jesus said, no matter where you find it, it is not true.
Right.
Only that which is consistent with what you believe Jesus to be is true. Now, I say to you, and I say it again and again and again and again and again, oh dear, and again. Did your son do anything wrong?
No.
Did your daughter do anything wrong? Did your husband do anything wrong?
No.
Did anybody in your world do anything wrong?
No.
Can you say that with all of your heart?
Yes.
No judgment.
Yes.
I'm
yes.
not judging that did something right or did something wrong, but they're incapable, because they're my creation,
mm-hmm.
they're incapable of doing something that is negative. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And if they're incapable of doing something that is negative, they could not have done it. And so therefore, when we stand up for our children or our family, and we say, I'm behind them, and I believe when they said they didn't do it, they didn't do it. And I believe even when they said they did do it, quite likely they didn't even do it then.
Mm-hmm.
If that is my feeling, if I believe that my children or my spouse or my family could not do anything then, could they do an ugly thing? Now, this is silly. Could your child ever tie a can on the tail of a kitty cat?
No.
You've got to be really sick to do something like that, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Now, how often do you hear of it being done?
Never.
And you see, why is it you hear of it at all? That's because you have some doubt in you. And when you have this doubt in your consciousness, then that doubt goes into your experiences in your world. And I said to you the other day that my wife was having difficulties, and she was not deciding what she wanted to do or not. And I said, if she wants to die, she can die. If she wants to live, she can live. Now, what was I saying? Was I giving up on her?
No.
Now, I'm saying to you, if my wife wants to die or wants to live, that's her privilege. Ellen, tell me the answer. Is that true?
I am the Christ.
Is that true?
No.
Thank you for your no answer. That's not true. She cannot live or die as her will persists to do. Number one, she's immortal. She lives forever, right?
Right.
Okay, now that sort of wipes out the whole thing, doesn't it?
Yes.
Okay, number two, anybody in my world does whatever I think them doing. And what do I think of my wife doing?
To live eternally.
I see her living in her ideal spirit, mind, and body. I see her living in her ideal, being the ideal
being.
Woman.
I see her being the ideal being, or being the ideal woman. Now, why do I say the contrary sometimes?
Because to see where we are standing in consciousness.
To see where you are standing in consciousness. Does that ever change my belief of what I really believe myself?
No.
Is my wife whole and perfect?
Yes.
Is she fabulous?
Yes.
Is she glorious?
Yes.
Is she my wife?
Yes.
We were divorced 100 years ago, but neither one of us picked anybody else up because we haven't found anything equal, you know. So, I consider, now, I like to think of it this way. Is my son my son?
Yes.
Is he my son even if he marries somebody?
Of course.
Even if he becomes the son of another father by being adopted? Does he cease to be my son?
No.
All right. Does my wife ever cease to be my wife just because we get a divorce?
No.
Where was the marriage made?
In heaven.
Where was the marriage made?
In the heart.
Don't fall away from what you say if that's what you believe.
Well, marriage is made.
Where
in heaven.
Was the marriage made?
Marriage is made in heaven.
Where was the marriage made?
In heaven.
Oh, you think so, huh?
Yes.
Then how could it ever be unmade? Now, Anita, where is heaven?
Inside of me.
Inside of me. That's right. Inside of me. So where was the marriage made?
Inside of me.
Inside of me. So can it ever be unmade?
No.
No. Do we want to make it or unmake it?
No.
No. Do I ever want to not have my son be my son?
No.
No. Do I ever not want my family to be my family? My mother, father, sisters, brothers, aunts and uncles, cousins, grandmas and grandpas and all that sort of good stuff, you know? Great grandmas, great grandpas and on and on. Do I ever?
No.
All right. Why then do I dispatch them with such ease by saying they're sick or they're ill or they're poor or they're limited in any way? Isn't that a terrible thing to do? Or is that an observation of the illusion?
Mm.
And is the illusion my reality?
No.
What is my reality?
Well,
it's in divine order. What is my reality?
Oh,
my goodness, you got good ears. All is in divine order. All is in divine order. Now, can you see how that works?
Yeah.
Can you see how we don't judge other people? We don't tie cans to the tail of a puppy dog or a kitty?
No.
We don't do anything contrary to our nature. And Jesus could never say anything contrary to what we believe he is. He is love. Unconditional love. And unconditional love knows no conditions. And that's what we choose to be. We choose to be unconditional love, knowing no conditions. That's kind of nice, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So, enter into that for yourself and watch how much fun it is, because it really is a lot of fun. Have a lovely evening. It is a lovely evening. The clouds are still in the evening sky with the sun settling behind the mountains there. Can you hear it in the ocean when it goes? Sun settles in the ocean. Kind of fascinating, isn't it? Very, very still. Very lovely. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.